Before we jump into this episode, we wanted to remind you that we swear a lot as we go through this and that we'll be talking about different subjects that may be triggering to some listeners, such as domestic violence, sexual assault, covert control, sex, and overall R-rated material. We won't be talking in depth about most of these things in each episode, and if we are, we will give you a trigger warning before we delve into something too deep. But we wanted to start each episode with saying, look after your own mental health, and if it's not worth it today, don't listen to the episode.
And you're like, Nobsy, I don't want to hear it. Late again.
I was trying to remember what he would say. Like, I remember him being like, I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses. If I was
always like, oh, I don't want to hear your bullshit excuses.
Okay, who cares? But I mean, I didn't mean it like that.
No, you were gonna explain what we're gonna talk about. I need to go get my glasses. So you just start explaining that what we're talking about today, and then I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay, so we're going to be doing Sexual Assault Part 2, and yep. Naomi's going to be talking primarily about whatever she feels comfortable sharing. And but I did have a question when we were talking about the makeup stuff earlier, was because you had mentioned yesterday that he would be like, go put on your lipstick. And I know that there was a lot of stuff around blowjobs and forced blowjobs and whatever you feel comfortable sharing and no more. And here's your trigger warning, guys. Your additional one. Here it is. Stop it. Listening now. If you're out, that's fine. But did he make you put on lipstick every time? Or what was that?
He would try to. He wanted it to be like a dark red or like purple, some like stupid crazy color that you could never wear out. I would always use like a nude or like a darker nude, mm-hmm. And I was always told that it suited me and, you know, all that. But it was always like purplish red, like this.
Okay, can I say something gross? Color. Do you know what purple is reminding me of?
Tell me.
That body part that he's attracted to. It would look more like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's it, but I just thought of that. Like purple, maybe. And then I was like, oh, it looks like an arsehole.
Yeah, maybe. And he would always also want me to, like, a bright pink. Like,
okay.
Ugh. Like, if you see it in porn, then that's the color,
mm-hmm.
You know, some crazy color.
Oh, okay. So it's different to what I thought. Okay.
No, it's like dark purple and like a bright pink, like either or, you know, okay. Or a red, or like it would be like a crazy
a bright color,
but mostly, yeah, mostly like a wine red or like more towards purple.
Why would he want you to wear that when he's giving you, like, surely the lipstick's just going to get, like, what? That sounds messy.
Yeah, it looks good, you know, when he takes pictures.
Oh, for the pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I forgot about the pictures side of things.
Yeah. I think that's why. Just because it looks good for pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. And it wasn't like every time, obviously. Not every time. But he would try most of the time. But then I didn't want to. I didn't want the lipstick, and I didn't want the sex, and I didn't want the blow jobs. I didn't want any of it. So most of the time, I just ended up no lipstick. But yeah, it still forced me to like give him a blow job or whatever.
Yeah, so that was not something that happened to me. I remember lots of photos being taken without my consent early days.
Would you tell him no?
Yes. Sometimes not. Sometimes I just feel uncomfortable, right? I think so.
Yeah, but if you didn't specifically tell him no, did you like act in a way that he should have understood that this is not okay?
Yeah,
like
of course.
You were
Yeah.
You didn't want to tell him no because you don't want this fight, but it's clear that this is not what I want, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the time it was just not worth saying no. I thought about it. Even we were talking about the rules in the, like, two episodes ago or one episode ago. And we never got to cover, like, how he enforced stuff. Because certain things he didn't. And it's the same. It, like, relates to this as well. Because certain things he'd enforce in a way that he make you do it. And sometimes you'd be too tired to pick a fight. Or you know, like, if you say no or if you say this or that, then it's going to be a massive fight and you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And some things were more important than others, you know? If I did curl my hair ever, he would make me feel... He didn't make me feel good. He made me feel shit, you know? He'd make me feel like I look stupid or something like that.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be a fight. But then if I locked the bathroom door, he would, like, that kick would be and a scream... Fight. Yeah, and he'd be, like, pounding on the door, telling him, like, if you don't open it in, like, 3 seconds, I'm going to smash the door in. And he, like,
and
treat
he would.
Me like a kid. Yeah, he'd treat me like a kid and, like, count down from three. Yeah. And if you didn't open, he'd smash up the door, you know? I remember one time we were fighting and I was trying to leave and we had, like, the main door and then you go into the hallway and the hallway has a door in between.
Mm-hmm.
And that door was like a wooden door with like a glass in it. Two like big glass. Just windows basically in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to leave and I was trying to take the dog with me. So he smashed the bottom glass so that I couldn't take the dog and leave. Because he knew that if I couldn't take the dog, I wouldn't leave. You know, she would be scared. She'd be, like, in her crate, like, all the way in. And if you called her, she wouldn't come. She'd be, like, curled up in a ball. Because he was yelling so much. And, yeah, he smashed that window so that I couldn't, because you had to go through. And that was, like, the only entrance. There was no... porch door or anything like that, you know. If I wanted to get out, then I would have to like jump out the window or something.
Yeah.
So he would like, I don't know, enforce it in like stupid ways, but mostly with like fights, you know. He would like, did he ever threaten you? Like he threatened me. He'd be like, he told me, he used like these. He would tell me throughout the relationship that if a woman hits you, you're always allowed to hit back. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. If
yeah,
you fucking, if you
that.
Ever, yeah, if you ever hit me, I'll beat you up, you know?
Yeah.
And that would be like if we were in a good state. That was even like through like love bombing. He wouldn't say it in that way, but
he wouldn't
say
it about you in that stage. He would say,
no.
Like, in general, if a woman hits a guy, don't you think he has the right to hit her back? And then throughout the relationship, it would progress to, if you touch me, I will beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. And he would, like, oh, I remember, like, if we ever had a fight in the car, that was, like, the scariest shit.
Oh, yeah.
He would drive so fucking reckless. And if you cried... He'd get even worse. You fucking crying? Why the fuck are you crying? And he'd be driving like some fucking idiot. And you know, I remember I just thought to myself, like, I'm going to die because he's paying attention to me and not to the road while he's going like 200.
Yeah.
Not okay. I remember that was like super scary. And I always used to tell him, like, because we would always have the dog in the car. And I always used to tell him, like, nothing about me, but I would be like, if you keep driving like that, it's going to end badly. And if you kill the dog because you're not paying attention, I'm never going to forgive you. and that would like make him calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of the time he just didn't give a fuck, you know? And it was always snitches get stitches. Oh, he always used that. Snitches get stitches, you know? And I was never allowed to talk about if we ever break up, because then I'm planning yes. for us to break up, you know? You can't say, oh, if we ever broke up, would you do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure it's a thing in Australia, but if you have a partner and you're moving in together, they you should write, like, a contract.
Nobody's so regimented. In Australia, if you live together for 6 months, then you are a de facto spouse. So
yeah, that's
you,
true.
Yeah, if you didn't create a contract, then, yeah, essentially you could go for half. But I think it's pretty hard to enforce. It's a similar yeah. type idea of, like, if you're moving in together, you're entering, in 2023, you're entering a marital relationship. So you should probably yeah. have some things in place. And I don't think, you know, it might sound as though you're like, if we ever break up, but I think it's quite regular in relationships, even if you're joking. Like when, like Ty and I joke, right? Like, and I, we say the loser gets the dog, right? Like, so if you get broken up with, you get the dog because you can't be left alone and have no one, right? So, but a joke like that, which is obviously a joke, but like, that you couldn't even make a joke like that with Dick. Like,
no, you can never joke about stuff like that. Not okay.
Can I ask you, Naomi, when, like, was there ever any making out or any sort of interest in what you might like? Any sort of, like, how was the initiation of sex? Was it you're watching a movie and you start to snuggle, like, regular styles? Like, can you talk a bit about, because I don't really remember, apart from, like, being at a party and him wanting people to know that it was happening, like, how would he initiate?
Yeah, it was never like that. It would never just be on the couch, never
right.
making out, nothing. It would just, it would be him being, he would start it in a way like, let's have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, that's it. You know?
Or, hold on, and I'm asking leading questions, okay, and you can just cut out whatever. So what about, did you ever receive messages that required you to be like, when I get home, you must be naked in my bed, or like, apart yeah. from like, we're at home and we're having sex now, like, how did sex manifest itself in the control in the relationship in terms of, like, yeah, talk about some of that a bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, like I said, it was, if we were at home, it would always be, let's have sex. I want to have sex. You know, that's how he would start it. It would never just, there was never any love. Yeah, never. He was too awkward to do that. He was too, I think he just didn't know how to.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I was at home, he would like message me like, are you naked in my bed? You know? And I'd be like, I'll ask him a question like, how does the washing machine work in your house or something like that? And he'd answer with, are you naked in my bed? You know, like, very random, where I'm like, I'm trying to have a conversation here, you know? And he's like, you always ruin the fun. You're never any fun. Yeah. That's a boring, boring answer. And I remember also, I think, I don't know if I was at work or whatever. I don't know. It happened multiple times. But he was always telling me, like, you're never any fun. Mm-hmm. And if I changed the subject, because when he talked like that, it was boring. It would bore me.
I think that's like girls overall, right? Like, no one's ever asked for a dick pic, right? Like, none of this, like, sex talk for girls. It's like, okay, Like, it's
I can be down to do it sometimes, absolutely.
Sometimes, not in the way that men think that we are. Like, if you're asking about the washing machine, you're asking about the washing machine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. So it was never in that way. I remember, I think I was at work, and he said, like, we were talking back and forth on messages, and he'd send me one of the pictures that he had taken of me, and I'd be like, please don't do that, you know, I don't like it. Or he'll send, like, a picture of himself, you know, and I'm like, I don't know how to respond to that. Today, I don't know how to respond to that. Like, how do you respond to that?
Okay, now just stop, because I'm having a memory flood back. I think he did this because he learned it from me. Because, you know, he doesn't really know how to act or anything like that, right? So when I was desperately wanting attention and affection from him, I would take photos of myself and send them to him while he was at work occasionally, because that's the only time we're not together, right? So when am I going to send? I would send them to him, and he would lose his shit. How dare you send something like this to me at work? What do you want? You want me to get, you know, you're trying to get me like hard in front of everyone. You're trying to fucking embarrass me, blah, blah, blah. All of this stuff. He used to lose his shit. I only did it like twice. Then I think like a couple years later, maybe I sent him another cheeky photo, like, oh, maybe this will excite him, you know. And he lost his shit again. But I'm just, that's so weird then that he would send you a message when he was at work, and that the response is, of course, exactly as, like, I'm at work. Like, which to me, I understand it. Like, you idiot, like, he's at work. But I just was, like, trying anything, right?
It's different with men, though. It's different with men, though. Like, if you send them a picture, like, most of them like it, even if they're at work or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, you know? Sorry, I just remembered that. Okay, so he would send you pictures at work.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, don't do that. Like, I don't like it. I'm not okay with it. Because it was because I didn't like it, of course. And then second of all, why do you want to send me pictures of me that I didn't want you to take, that I was uncomfortable with you taking? Why do you do that? You know?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So it's like extra uncomfortable because it's like pictures that he shouldn't have, because I never allowed for him to take them. And then he's like, do you know what I want when you get home? And I'd be like, no, what? And he's like, a blowjob. You just get ready. It's happening. And I'm like, how do you respond to that? Like, no. Because if you say no, then there's no point of going home. Yeah, it'd be like a massive fucking fight. It'd be like,
you can't say no.
Huge issues. Like, you can't really say anything. So I would just respond in like a, I don't know, boring way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'd like try to just change the subject.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, what, you're too good for this? You're too good for this conversation? I can tell you don't want it. And then I'm like, if you can tell that I don't want this conversation, why is it still going?
Yeah.
Why are we still having it? But no, he'd be like, you're so fucking boring, dumb slut. Like, yeah. Like, you never give me a blowjob. Like, what do you mean? You've had plenty, you know? Be like, nah. Be like, okay, they don't count because you forced me then? Like, what? I don't know. Yeah, the thing is, it's so long ago that it's very hard to remember, because this was all in the start of the relationship. Towards the end, like, there was nothing, like, that, not even a kiss.
No. Well, I remember you saying that he used to set alarms for blowjobs.
Yeah, on his phone, yeah. He'd be like, trying to joke with me, he'd be like, hey Siri, remind me to get a blowjob, or remind me to stick my dick in her mouth, or
something like that. And then he forget or purposely like forget that he told Siri to remind him. And then he go to work and then I get a screenshot of Siri reminding him.
You know, the one time that we had sex later in the relationship was in Norway. And we'd been, you know, our friends are having sex and we'd been out. And I don't know if I told this story on the podcast, but my friend and her ex and Dick and I were out for lunch and she knew that we weren't having sex. I'd mentioned it to her. And then his friend, as a joke at the end of the lunch, like sort of like jokingly, like went to tap Dick's dick and was like, hey, do you not use this anyway? As a joke. It was totally joking and very normal thing in Australia to do. That might sound crazy to Americans. Like Australian guys like tap each other on the butt and be like, here you go, mate. Like it's a bit different. Anyway,
so he
like, yeah, he like went to like slap his dick and be like, heard you don't use it anyway. And Dick's face looking at me like the eye contact. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm looking at my friend like, did you tell him that we're not having sex? Like it was this whole thing. Anyway, so it was really awkward. We leave. And then Dick's like, did you tell her? Did you tell her? And I'm like, no, I didn't, but I had. And so I'm like messaging her like, oh my God, did you tell him? And she's already messaged me when I go to message her. And she's like, oh my God, I swear to God, I never said anything. Like, it was just a weird coincidence. Like, he was just joking, like, heard you don't use it anyway. Like, as a just regular, like, make a joke. And it was this whole thing. So then he thought, I think, that she knew that we weren't having sex, so we had to have sex. So
yeah,
he wanted a blowjob in the shower, and I'm like full face of makeup, and he just has the shower full spraying into my face. Like he wouldn't block it for me, and I'm like going, you know, like, and he's like started laughing at me, and he's like, "Do you need a break or something?" Like, because this like full. Like I'm being like waterboarded, and I was like and I'm like trying to like wipe the water out of my eyes, like he's still not blocking it while he's asking this, and he's like, come on, and just like grabbed, like pulled me up, and like the bedroom was right next door, so he was like, just like I'm like sopping wet, and he just like pushed me down on the bed and fucked me from behind. And he was like, at one point he like reached around and was like slapping me sort of on the front. And then I was like, oh, don't do that. It was something like, ow, I don't remember. But I was just like trying to get through. And I was like, that hurts. And then afterwards, like, then like it was quick. And then he's like, your clit's fucked. He's like, you know, I've never met a girl before. Like, he's like, he wasn't even trying to please me. Okay. He has no idea how to please a woman. But there was, it wasn't as though he didn't know when he was trying. There was no attempt, right? There never was. And it was pink. Like, it was not an enjoyable experience. And he's trying to tell me, like, and he's like, what, see, why would I want to do this? He's like, you're so fucked up anyway. You can't even, like, I can't even touch you. Like, and it's not that you can't touch me. Like, I have a child, you know, very healthy relationship now. Like, I remember that being so humiliating, and obviously it's nothing compared to what you went through, but that was the only time.
Yeah, because he makes you feel stupid. He makes you feel like there's something wrong with you, and then in reality he just doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he's in his 30s and it's like he's never had sex before, ever. Yeah. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with
not having had
the first, being the first time, but then to say like it's my first time, you know, like,
but yeah, it's his first time because he has no interest in learning. The girl is a
masturbation but you could object. Never, you could never teach him. You could never be like, oh, I'll do this and this, and I like this and this, because he would never. He
doesn't care. Ever.
No, it doesn't matter. It's never a question. It's always, the conversation is always about blowjobs and anal. That's it. That's all the conversation is. Like, I like this. I want this. This is what I want. Never, what do you like? What do you want? You know?
Do you want to talk about the kind of sex that you guys had? Like, did you ever have normal sex? What positionings? Like, is there a little bit of that that you want to go into or not?
I don't have an issue going into it. I just don't remember too much of it. I remember the bad stuff, you know? I don't remember normal sex. I remember him forcing me to give him a blowjob. Okay, I remember Naomi, him holding my head, Naomi, you know?
There was yeah. no normal sex. So talk yeah. about the abusive sex.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I think the first time he was, like, weirded out. Because that was my first time after that whole party where I was mm-hmm. drugged and raped. So he's like stopped in the middle. He's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, I haven't told you this, you know? Because how do you tell somebody that?
You're right.
But yeah, I felt like that time he was like nice. I think, because he was like, what's wrong? And I felt like, oh, he cares about me. He can tell mm-hmm. that something's wrong, you know? And then I told him, and then he just continued.
Right, right.
So when I think back, like, okay, it wasn't how much did he really care, but back then I
no, he was felt just like he tried. Why are you putting a negative Nancy mood on this for me? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Why are you being weird? Yeah. Negative Nancy. Oh, that's also a thing he used to say. Yeah, so it was always, I think it was just bad from the start. Well, it was always bad because he was never good at it, but I think it was like kind of abusive from like day one. Like my first time in Poland, like it was all, everything was always about sex for him. And he'd like take me into sex shops like you mm-hmm. and like, you have to get like the right lube and yeah, like the difference between the water-based and the silicone-based and like he fucking yeah, and give me a whole fucking lecture about lube.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember he bought me like he wanted me to have a butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
So he bought me a butt plug and it was like this metal thing, not even like
yeah, hang on Naomi, you've never used one before, correct?
Never.
Yeah, keep going.
Ever. So yeah, it wasn't even like a plastic like tiny little thing. It was like this proper sized like metal thing with like a huge fake diamond on it. And he would always like try to force me to wear it, and I'm like, I never said I was going to. He's like, yeah, but I bought it, and I'm like, yeah, but I never said I was going to. And then he, I think he was like, he wanted me to wear it out to dinner so that he could like touch it while we were out eating. You know, I'll take you out on a fancy date if you just wear this.
Mm-hmm.
That was like his fantasy of me, like, and he would always, all he wanted was like doggy style, always from behind.
Always, yeah.
And then he would want me to wear that for like doggy style.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even, like, I remember I used it one time when we were out eating and it was like so fucking uncomfortable. Like, I fucking hated it. I wish I just lied and be like, oh, you know, I'm using it and I wasn't. I yeah. wish. So, like, during dinner, I'm like, oh, I have to, like, go to the toilet. He's like, why? I was like, well, first of all, I have to pee. And second of all, I don't want this, you know? Mm-hmm. And he got so fucking upset. So he just stormed out.
No way.
Yeah, like that. He didn't want to be part of it because he took me out on a date on the conditions that I was wearing it. And I didn't want to wear it. It was uncomfortable, painful. Like
mm-hmm.
in my head I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What is this for? I don't understand. And it's not like he was trying to touch me while we were out on dinner anyway. He was a lot of, with him, it was like a lot of talk.
Uh-huh.
But never doing what he said he wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know? He's not very good at, like, dirty talk or, like, being seductive or anything like that. He's shit at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember that was, like, a thing. This whole fucking, he kept buying me more. He'd buy, like, I remember he bought, like, this purple plastic one. It was, like, a huge fucking thing. Like, might as well just been a fucking dildo. Like, what do you even want? And he used to say, like, it's good you should use it because it's, like, preparing you. It's relaxing you so you're ready for later. And I'm like, what later? I never said I was down for that, you know? I never said, like, oh, we can have anal later, you know?
But that's all he ever wanted. So he's hoping, even though you've said no, that you'll change your mind and let him do it.
Yeah, I'll just use it and get relaxed and we can just get going, you know?
Mm.
It was just all he ever talked about. It was fucking sex, anal, whatever. And watching documentaries about people who are addicted to porn and how fucked up that is.
Yeah, that is so strange that he made you, because that was, like, one of the main reasons I gave him for leaving. Like, I gave him a plethora of reasons, but I included that.
Mm.
So it's very interesting that he then immediately went into the next one, like, oh, isn't it horrible? And you, I remember you telling me that he was like, well, people lose their whole families.
Yeah, it'd be like, it sounded like he was talking about, like, he's some heroin addictive or something. Like, sounded like that's what he was talking about. Like, yeah, sounded stupid. And we watched this, I think there's a documentary on Netflix or something.
Mm.
We watched multiple documentaries about that and how fucked up that is. And I get, like, some guys and girls just get too into porn.
Mm-hmm.
And you get so deep into the rabbit hole that your brain gets fucked up and you want, like, this fucked up sex and there's nobody that's willing to give it to you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
generally there's something else going on though.
Yeah. But he's like
a tone thing. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but he's like talking about all this stuff and then obviously all he's watching is like anal and yeah. He had, like, a massive obsession about, like, coming in my mouth, in my face, in, you know.
Yeah, coming in your mouth is a big one.
Ooh. I remember he wanted me to wear, like, glasses and then, like, come in my face and then take pictures of that. And I was like, ugh, I just wanted to puke. And I don't know, I heard that pineapples are good. You know, yeah, I'm sure everybody's heard that. Yeah. So I was like, okay, have some pineapples at least. Because I don't know if it's just because I was so over him or I don't know what it was, but like his smell was disgusting.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, how girls smell like fish. Like, oh, there's nothing worse.
He would
too
talk,
like,
about that, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than his fucking sweaty balls. Ugh. I just want to puke. Yeah. And then not showering for a fucking week. And, yeah, I don't know. He was quite disgusting in, like, his mind and just in general.
So
I think I said everything I remember. I don't know, right? If you remember something, you can just drink my memory.
I'm just gonna, like, recap a little bit. So you're like, the first, how long were you having sex for? About a year?
Maybe a year and a half, maybe. Okay. I don't
know. A fairly long time for him.
Yeah.
And it was, for the most part, bend over and put in a butt plug, right?
Yeah.
That was your sex life.
And blowjobs, yeah.
And blowjobs. Did he ever go down on you?
Never.
Yeah.
If I ever brought it up, he'd be like, you know I don't like that. And anyway, you told me that you don't like it.
He said the same to me because I said I didn't like it because I was self-conscious, right? And then I think later on I had asked about it. And he's like, you don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, same. Exact same. I'm like, okay, but I was 21 and self-conscious. Like, I think any 21-year-old, I remember even talking with my girlfriends, like, no, I don't do that. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It's all because you're self-conscious.
Yeah, it's all self-conscious.
When you're 21, it's, like, super common. And, like, after, like, a year, don't you think, like, you should have at least tried?
Yeah.
Like, and he'd be like, and if I brought it up, like, but you don't ever, but yeah, but you don't like it. You told me you don't like it. And I'm like, yeah, but
you're not allowed to change your mind. Even if you're like, oh, like with anything, he's like, you told me that. And he'd just look at you like,
you said you didn't want that. And I'm like, okay, but I'm 21. I don't know what I want.
Now, yeah, I think that's all of the questions that I had. Did you, told about the hotel? Yeah, we told that yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about that.
I remember, so, and then you go into years and years and years of no sex, obviously, me too. And I remember No, mine, you go, trust me.
Yeah, no, I think it must have been no longer than a year. And then after that, it was like that one time in Poland in 2019 when he kicked me out of the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole blowjob. That was like years later. And I think there was one time before or after that where I was like, same thing as you. It's like the shower and then just pushed me on the bed, like soaking wet. I looked like a fucking drowned cat.
Drowned rat, yeah.
Yeah, just let me. He's like, nah, it's fine. It's just sheets. You don't need to. And I'm like, it's fucking freezing.
Oh,
but no.
And when
and
I
then
had
I
broken...
remember my, sorry.
No, when I'd broken up with him, he was like calling me, trying to convince me otherwise, right? And he's like, remember baby, because I was like, we never have sex, like he's like, no, like, because I'd give him all the reasons, like, I can't be myself around you, I'm constantly walking on eggshells, you're an asshole, you scream at me, you call me names, you know, I'm physically scared of you. And I can change all of that. And so he would promise to change that. And then I would have, okay, but we're not even really like in a relationship, like, you know. And he would be like, no, he's like, oh, don't you remember, he's like, that time in Norway, he's like, we can get it going, like, as though,
yeah,
like, what are you talking about, like, it's yeah,
like that was amazing,
yeah, yeah, so that's, yeah, like, oh, and he's like, don't you remember when we first started dating and you'd like bounce your ass on me or whatever, because like I don't even know what he was talking about, like, maybe like because we used to go, like, I would be out all the time, like maybe I was clubbing, maybe I would like dance, I don't know, but I was like, yeah. What? And he's like, you've got it, like, you're my wife, baby, he's like, you're my wife, like, don't you think I'd be turned on if my wife is like shaking her ass in front of me, like, he's like, why don't we go away on a weekend, like, you know, get a, you know. And now I'm thinking about it, and at the time I was like, and I'm like starting to fall for it though, and I'm like, you know, oh yeah, I do remember that, maybe I just need to be more like that, right, you know, like all this is going through my head, which
you've
got to
change.
Yeah but now I'm thinking about it, like, terrible, like, oh, like, don't you remember Norway, like, it's like that was the worst, and actually all of it was terrible. And I remember when I was leaving, the night before I was leaving, when I was at my friend's house and I was telling them I'm leaving tomorrow, and he had some friends over, these guys who helped me sort of escape. So I was Mark's house, Robert was there, and Brayden was there.
great guys. And I remember telling them, they like, I was like, yeah, I'm leaving. They were like, what? Because, you know, outwardly everything presents perfectly, especially if you've like never really met him. Okay. Because he was so separate from my regular life.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah. And I was trying to explain to them, but I was unaware that I was being abused at the time, right? And so I was trying to explain, like, why. And I was like, we just fight a lot. And I don't know, he's, like, not very nice to me. I was like, and we haven't had sex in, like, 5 years. And Freedom was like, what? He was just like, wait, what? Because they were, like, listening before. But as soon as that happened, they just, like, were looking at each other, like, those crazy eyes quickly, like, looking around the room, each other, like, what? Because I'm like this... And also, like, not to hype myself up, but I'm this gorgeous blonde size zero Australian sitting in front of these three guys in a tiny American town. And I'm like, I'm pretending I'm at the gym while I'm here, of course. So I'm like in gorgeous gym outfit, like just, and they're like, what do you mean he's not having sex with you? Like,
what's wrong with him?
And I was like, I don't even really know how. I think I'm gonna write a letter. Like, I'm just like unloading on these guys, like everything. I'm like, I think you have to leave a note. And they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, but I don't really know what I'm gonna write in the note, and I gotta like really think it out. And Preyton was like, you should just write 4 years, lol. That's the note, Caitlin.
That sounds like a great note.
Like, they didn't. But now I'm thinking about it, like, that was obviously wasn't the issue, but it felt like it at the time. And that he didn't want me, and that we didn't have this sexual relationship. And I
yeah,
was,
that felt like the problem. That felt like the massive issue. It felt like the
main issue.
Yeah, same. Totally the same. Yeah. I didn't even realize back then that he was like abusive.
Me
like
either.
Sexually abusive. I didn't. No. I just thought that was like a massive issue. Like, why?
That we weren't having sex. Yeah.
It's like we've been together for 60 years, and now it's like not even once a year. You know? And he used to always bring it up that, we're this couple, it's like, you know, barely not even once a year. Like,
did he say that to you?
Yeah.
Oh, how interesting.
He made me the problem. And I'm like,
really?
I'm not the problem. And he would bring it up all the fucking time.
Oh my God. He'd tell me, like,
you always make it negative. That's why. You always make it negative. That's why it never works, because you make it negative. You're no fun. You can't just be fucking fun. You're so fucking negative. That's why we have issues.
Wow.
But you said something about walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Did you ever tell them, like, I feel like I'm walking on eggshells?
Yeah.
Because I used to tell them all the time, like, I'm walking on eggshells around you. Like, when I'm home, I'm so fucking tense. Like, there's nothing I can say without it being wrong. And he's like, you're walking on eggshells? I'm fucking walking on eggshells.
That's what he said to
me. I'd be like, and I remember one time he was in Australia and I was in Norway, and I was like, but you're so fucking controlling. Like, you're so controlling. And he flipped out. And he said, you know what my mum said? My mum said that you were controlling. And now I can see it. I can see it clearly. You're so fucking controlling. He said that to
me too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he was trying to even gaslight me about that. Like, you're the controlling one. I don't control shit. Think about it, Normsy. You can do whatever you want. I don't control anything.
I think that's pretty much all of the sex stuff, right?
I think so. Like, I think we'll get into it from time to time, like, mention it. But I think this is, like, going in depth. Like, there's a lot of stuff I don't remember. And
we have new memories coming back all the time as we trigger each other. So it won't be the last time we talk about it, I'm sure. But
yeah. And also, I want to say, like, now I was talking to the psychiatrist today about it. She's like, how's it going? How's the podcast going? Have you gotten any response? Blah, blah, blah. So I said, I was like, yeah, last episode we were talking about, like, sexual abuse and stuff. And I think it's weird. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, the thing is, when I talk about it, like, now, and when I went to the police when I reported him, and I had like my statement and all that. Like, I'm able to talk about it. I have no issue talking about it, but I sound like, I feel like I should be more emotional, but I don't, when I talk about these things, I always put myself in a situation where like I feel like I'm just telling a story, or I'm not even talking about me. This didn't happen to me. So I'm like able to talk about it and laugh and like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not able to talk about it in like an emotional way, because if we had this conversation and I really felt that trauma, I would be a fucking wreck.
Right. Yeah. I understand.
So I just want to put that in there. Like, we're talking about horrible stuff and then we're laughing, you know. I just want to say that I'm not able to actually, yeah, feel or think about it in a way that this happened to me, you know. It feels very distant.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be interesting to talk about next time is like views on women, like how Dick believed that men should not be allowed in the delivery room, which after having a child, I remember just being, and I almost died during my childbirth, yeah. When they took my son away with Ty, my partner, and they were together for a couple of hours by themselves while they worked on me because I was hemorrhaging and I was in and out. But I just remember thinking, thank God Dick is not here.
Yeah.
And how, like, and if, like, I should have been, I don't know, who knows, yeah, in and out of consciousness, probably like a fleeting thought between everything else. But like, even when on the birth of my son, the happiest day of my life, the relief that I felt not having this man in my life. Yeah. Was the biggest emotional feeling that day. Like,
I can imagine.
It's his views on women, apart from the childbirth thing, but that just, I cannot stop thinking about it, because we were going to have a baby and he was luring me back in with the promise of it being able to have a child immediately. And I would have had a baby with him, and I would have had it in Poland. And I love Poland, and I loved living in Poland, but their hospitals do not compare to Melbourne hospitals, where I lived, at least, in a small village.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have been able to speak the language, and he wouldn't have been in the room with me. And I labored for 2 days and then almost died, and I would have had to have done that alone. Because he doesn't believe that men should have to see it, because that's women's stuff.
Yeah, and that he doesn't want that to ruin.
But do you know what is a funny thing? Okay, but do you know what is funny? And then we'll end it. Is that when? Okay, so obviously it was really fucked up what I went through, and they're like, it was okay. So then I'm like an absolute mess down there. And my mom comes immediately the next day. I have a sleep, and then she arrives to come meet him, and she looks at Ty and he's like, you know, Mum, it was like a murder scene. And she's like, it's like watching your favorite pub burn down, isn't it?
Aww,
yeah. He's like, kinda, yeah, thanks for that visual.
Thanks for that, yeah.
But that was obviously a joke. But the thing is that would have been Dick's. It's like, yeah, it's fucking burnt to the ground. Disgusting.
That's his. That would be his reality. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if your mum ever said that to him.
Oof. He'd be like, couldn't have explained it better myself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, I'm so glad.
He'd be like, that's not my favorite pub. I love the one right next door.
Yeah. I love the other one. It's okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, you can't have tearing all the way, you know, then it would destroy both.
Yeah.
All in one.
All in one.
Sorry. And if I ever said anything, he'd be like, don't be so fucking awkward. You said that yesterday. Yeah. when he asked you, like, oh, what do you want? And you didn't know, so you were like, oh, I want you. I had that.
I was young and dumb. Like, I'm embarrassed hearing that back. Like, even when you said, like, it is a dumb fucking thing to say during sex, but Jesus Christ, I was a child.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, if he should still take it well. Like, nobody would be like, what the fuck? But the thing is, when you said that, it was like, it's like you were talking about me, like what happened to me, you know, because I had like, I can picture it in my head, like that exact same scene where it's like, oh, I don't know what to say. And he's like, just try. And I'm like, oh, you know, like I have no idea what to say. And he's like, really? Oh, it's such a fucking turn off. Like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Once he forced me to give him a blowjob driving between Melbourne and Sydney, he wanted it while we were crossing the state line. And I didn't really know anything about foreskin. I don't know what Norwegians do. And in America, everyone is circumcised. And I had my long-term boyfriend before Dick was Jewish. And as a side note, when my friend from America and I were coming to Australia for a visit to see my family, and she was single, and I had to teach her about foreskin, and she was like, what? And I had to Google it and show her, and like, I had to be like, yep, so you've got to like do, and she was like, she'd never even heard of it. Like, she was, and we would like, then she was like telling her friend, she was like, yo, Caitlin's got to show you this shit we've got in Australia. Like, they have like these weird natural dicks. They have like skin in them.
And oh my God, that's so American.
So American. But I grew up fairly American, and I had, you know, I hadn't really had a lot of experience with foreskin. I didn't really know what I was doing. And he was like, my experience had been like, it's already hard, so it's pulled back, right? Mm. So when it's not hard, I still don't fucking know what to do. Okay, Ty's American. I don't fucking understand the skin business. So anyway, I guess I hadn't pulled it back or something. Like, I just started sucking, and he was like, "Oh my God!" He's like, "The one opportunity we have to do this, where we're crossing state lines, and you don't even know how to fucking give head." And this is that Sydney trip, so it was weeks into our relationship. And I like, I didn't know. And he was like, why don't you just tell me? Like, if I don't know
just
something,
tell just, me.
Yeah, I'll don't make got me it next feel time, like babe. Shit. In the vault, locked in, no probs.
Just turn around, go back.
But
try again.
And I think that was one of the last times that he ever asked me to do it. Like, that was like, if you ever ruined something for him, it was like done, right? So that was like one of those moments. And then it was like the dirty talker. He was like, ugh. And then that was just it for him. So it was like this foreskin thing that I didn't know about, right? And I couldn't see anything. We're in a dark car in the middle of the night driving.
Yeah.
And he like yelled at me about it.
Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast so far, please like and subscribe. And think about leaving us a 5-star review. It really helps with the algorithm, and it is so much appreciated.
And if you want to connect with us, we're on TikTok.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. It's silenced at 21.
Yep, so silenced at 21. So it's at the at symbol and then silenced AT21, the numerals.
Yes.
So check us out there. All right. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
'Silenced' the podcast is co-hosted by Caitlin and Naomi. Join us for weekly visits into the spiral that was